Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is brought to you in part by our friends at Charlie Hustle Clothing Company. Charlie Hustle is a vintage-inspired clothing company based out of Kansas City that specializes in collegiate and hometown apparel. Charlie Hustle wants you to be the best-dressed fan this season, so be sure to check out their wide selection of officially licensed collegiate apparel today and show off your school spirit all season long. With over 30 schools to choose from, they've got you covered with all your collegiate apparel needs. Shop today at www.charliehustle.com. Charlie Hustle, vintage made fresh. This podcast is brought to you in part by Modern Appalachian Kitchen. A small, local Morgantown business is giving WVU fans and Morgantown something to talk about. This local candy kitchen is home to the Marshmallow Couch. That's right. Now you can relive the infamous WVU winning celebration with a couch that you can eat instead of catching on fire in the middle of the street. Order your marshmallow couch and other sweet treats at modernappalachiankitchen.com. We are part of the 1012 Patreon. Please be a part of our 1012 Patreon where you can get behind the scenes information, show participation, and other things. It is www.patreon.com/1012network. Thanks everyone for listening and supporting the Raspy Voice Kids.
Raspy Voice!
This is Brandon Phoenix, aka I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother
Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix. Let's go. We're here again.
We are here again. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a pop culture to listen to. It is time for pop culture.
Hit you with that pop.
Jeremy, today we're talking about a situation in which a daughter has learned that her father has come up with the greatest line ever to be used on young men, men in general, really.
Yeah, no, true general. Indeed. But Brandon, it's been so long since I hit you with that pop.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it feels good. Let's get back in it, baby.
So this this young lady, she's out
by
with
the
her
way,
father.
By the way, the podcasters, the people who are tuning in cannot see you. I can see you because that's how we do it. I can see him. Bro, you been in the gym, man? I see you wearing a cutoff. Got them arms going.
Gotta do a little bit for the culture. Gotta do a little bit.
Okay. He looking good. Hey, look, for all y'all who can't see him, I also hate Pitt, man. He look like he been working on his shoulders and his traps. He looking good.
I appreciate you, son. See?
Real talk, Jeremy.
Jeremy done stole a little bit of the Riz that come. By the way, Riz is the word of the year. Did you know that?
No, and I don't know what Riz means.
Short for charisma. So you got that Riz, you got that Riz, or you could Riz somebody up. You know, when you're talking to a young lady, you're saying all the right things, you're Rizzing her up. That's what that is. So Riz, Rizzed up, Risen, you know, that's what it is. That's right. The word. That's and
hey, no cap, son. These young bucks, these words these people be using, man, I gotta go on urban dictionary half the time to figure out what they saying. Okay, I'll be honest with
Jeremy,
you. I'm getting old.
Jeremy just rizzed his brother up. I appreciate you. It's working, and just like it worked for you, this young woman found out that her dad had a little bit of rizz in him. Now, he wasn't rizzing the women up. He figured out how to talk to young men, old men, men in between, men of all ages, varieties, fashions, and facets of life. Jeremy, do you know what the man says when he sees a young man or when he introduces himself?
I do know, because you told me, and it's making me think of, and I want you to think about this. What is your go-to? But anyway, you tell me what he said, because I feel like everybody has a go-to in certain situations.
This quote unquote old man would say to any man.
Hold up. Let me see some of the old school ones that these old head folks used to say. When they would see you working, they would say, huh, working hard or hardly working.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one.
Ever heard that one?
Yeah.
There were many of them that people used to say, and that was just, you know, kind of, you know, living the dream. Oh, or nightmare. That's the type of a dream, right?
Yeah.
You ever heard that one?
Yep, I heard it. I've heard it before.
There's certain things people say that you could just go with it. I don't know, start dialogue or yes. Keep it going. Let me hear what this man says.
This man would say to any person he met, let's say he's meeting you, say, hey, Jeremy, this is Jeremy Phoenix. I'm introducing you to Bill. Let's say I'm Bill, right? This man is Bill. Hey, Bill, it's nice to meet you. Yeah, man. And Bill would say to Jeremy, Jeremy, you look like you could ball. You look like you ball. Now, Jeremy, would that work on you if your man said to you, you look like you ball?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a good one, Brandon. Right when I heard this, you look like you ball. If you say this to any person who's semi-athletic, actually doesn't even have to be athletic.
No, does not have
you
to be athletic.
You can be big. You can say to any dude, and any dude's going to take it as a compliment. Like, oh, yeah, you know, back in my day.
Yes, exactly. And that's the thing. His daughter said it's worked because they've gotten baseball players, soccer players, basketball players, former players, current players. Jeremy, it works on everybody. Do you know why it works?
Why does it work?
Because we all want to ball. Everybody wants to ball. It's in our genes. It's in our DNA. It's the American male psyche. We want to ball. The other thing is, even if you're not talking about sports and you say you look like you ball, then they might think you're just doing your thing. You out here doing your thing. No matter what he says, when he says you look like you ball, the man has risen up his comrade immediately.
And we can throw in that music. I look like I've been balling because I'm really balling. I love it so much. It's so good though.
Yes,
because
it's perfect.
Know, dudes, Brandon, dudes, every dude that you ever come by, I don't care where they work at Wall Street or they're white collar or blue collar, it doesn't matter. If you say you look like you ball, you know, I used to do something back in my day.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Play Dungeons and Dragons. But you're going to say that right now because the guy just gave you a compliment. I love it. Matter of fact, I'm going to start using it.
Jeremy, I had already decided I was using it. And the question for me, though, like as much as we talk about how important or how impactful this can be when you're talking to a young man, the question is there a female equivalent?
And I was just thinking about that. And I don't know.
Because we've got the male side. The male side is you look like you ball. And every man is going to succumb to that because every man used to ball, wants to ball, wishes he balled, and will respond to the you look like you ball. But is there a female equivalent to the male you look like you ball? Because some women, like if you said to a woman, you look like you ball, she may not respond the same way, right?
No. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
I'll be like, you crazy? You lost your mind. My husband said.
By the way, that is the standard. Ma Dukes, Crystal Phoenix in the building. She's just walking back in the building. That is the standard. If you are married to a woman, you want her to respond that way. My mom, no matter what was being said, I'd be with her. And somebody would say, hey, do you know how to get to the McDonald's? She's like, I don't know, but my husband knows. Anything was met with
you.
Any question.
No, I promise you. I've been with it too. Out Walmart. I'm like, Ma, they just asked where the bologna was. My husband says the bologna's over an aisle.
And that, by the way, is the standard. It is the standard. If she don't talk like that, I don't want her. Okay, we done been down the wrong road plenty of times. If she don't talk like that, I don't want her. My husband should be the first thing out your mouth when any man asks you any question, ladies. Okay, just FYI.
Yep.
But back to the question at hand. Is there a female equivalent? Is there a woman's version of you look like you ball? I mean, because I feel like if you said you look like you model, does that work?
No.
No, it doesn't.
Because I feel like there's some women would take offense, but you don't think, no, I'm the department head of education at, you know what I mean? Like, no. I've been watching a lot of West Wing here lately. I'm just being for real.
Yeah. Do you know what the truth is, though? A lot of it has to do with the fact that women are tired of men talking to them, period. They don't want to be spoken to, period. They don't want to be interrupted. They don't want to have a conversation.
It don't matter what you say.
It don't matter what you say. But a dude, I don't care how, Jeremy, I don't care
Brandon,
how much
Brandon,
a dude.
You come to me and be like, yo, a girl could be like, you got nice nails. I don't care what you say. Okay.
That's right. Ooh, that's right.
Ooh, them buttons on that shirt. Ooh, it's really. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, girl.
You know, I wasn't going to say nothing, but I got this in Morocco. I mean, I'm just going to say, I wasn't going to say nothing, but you're right. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate your.
No. Feel his button. Hey, feel his button real quick. Feel his button real quick.
I appreciate your eye for detail. I appreciate your eye for detail. You know, whatever it is, if she's saying it to me, I'm trying to listen, right? I'm trying to listen, but I don't feel like women have the same response. So you look like you ball certainly wouldn't work. And I don't know that there is a female equivalent, but if there is, please let us know, because we're trying to see if we can get on the same level as old man who said you look like you ball. We want to be able to make it universal. We want to make it all encompassing. We don't want it to be exclusive. We want it to be inclusive. So let us know, ladies and gentlemen.
And most importantly, I'm trying to figure out something that works for me, because you look like you ball ain't gonna get me nowhere but a high five and a homeboy, okay? let's just be honest. Let's just be real, okay?
Let's just be real. Yeah, you're right. So that's it. That's all I got, Jeremy. You got anything else for pop culture?
No, sir.
It's been a while. I'm glad we got back in the saddle. This was just a light little bit of work. But we got more coming down the pike. I got some TikToks I sent to Jeremy. We got some other current events that I've sent to Jeremy. Jeremy and I have been dialoguing. We will be back with more pop culture. Stay tuned to your boys, the Raspy Voice Kids, and love us because we love you. Get at us.
Podcast Network.